here's a different take on. Here's a different take on the whole idea of renaming school mascots and football teams and baseball teams and taking Indian names off from different pro teams like the Redskins or the Cleveland Indians. One activist says it's like another Indian Removal Act. Yeah, how's that? Think about that for a second. It's just like getting rid of it altogether. Scott Shepard is a fellow at the National Center, as well as a deputy director of the National Center's Free Enterprise Project. Scott, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks.
Greatly appreciate it. It's cancel culture in a different way because it's the same group of people. It's these elite white liberals trying to tell the rest of us what we're allowed to say and see and laugh about and talk about and look at, whether it's somebody that offends them because they said something they don't agree with on TV, so they try to get them thrown off TV. Or in this particular case, we have to remove these names because they're offensive. Offensive to whom? The Chicago Blackhawks that shows a colorful profile of an Indian, or the Cleveland Indians, or the list just goes on and on and on, right? Why is this something we need to strip from American culture? Please tell me.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can guess that my feeling is that we shouldn't. And I am not a Native American. I work for an organization that is trying to stop corporations from joining the academic left and woke left bandwagon and push everybody into their ridiculous cultural boxes and the whole cancel culture and everything you said. But in that process, I stumbled across, got involved with some organizations that are Native American and that do represent Native Americans. And they opened me up to an entire world of facts that I've always suspected but didn't know for sure, which is that most Native Americans, now you think about it, when we were kids and you played cowboys and Indians, did anybody object to being an Indian? How many friends did you have who said, oh, you know, I'm 114th Cherokee, or, you know, a fairly famous senator from Massachusetts, Bay of Oklahoma, who made fairly aggressive claims on that front? Nobody thinks it's derogatory to be an Indian.
I met a guy right over the weekend.
Native American, and nobody thinks these names are derogatory, except the heated-up woke leftists who want to absolutely turn everything in the country into their deeply warped image. It turns out that there have been a whole set of polls since the early 90s that illustrate that the vast majority of Native Americans want to keep these names, want to keep the representation. They don't like the mascots that used to look like caricatures.
But yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Do you think the Philadelphia Eagles are offensive to Eagles? Do you think the USC Trojans are offensive to those of Trojan heritage, whoever that might be today? I mean, honestly.
Exactly right.
I mean, you've got to look at that. Are the Cardinals offensive to Little Red Birds? It's not offensive. It's you are our leader. You are who we are with. So are the Kansas City Chiefs offensive to? No, they're not. And not to me. Well, you're just some white guy. You're not a Native American. Listen. I spent time on a number of different reservations in the United States and Canada. I've spent a lot of time around Native Americans, and I don't even think it makes the top 10 of their list of concerns, any of this. But it makes a top list for white, busy-bodied elite liberals, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who are driving all of this, and they don't want to know what the minority groups want for themselves or what would be genuinely good for them. They want to drive their theory home, and they're just using minority groups as hobby horses to ride to their left-wing victory.
Listen, when they drive to the football game in their hybrid Lexus, they want to make damn sure they're virtual signaling all the way there to see, the football team play. And I personally am offended by the Eagles. I don't think we got consent from the Eagles to use that term. Plus, it makes the Eagle look mean on the side of the Philadelphia helmet, which I also find doubly offensive. Just so we're clear on that, Scott.
I'll take that up next with the Eagles Consortium.
Please.
See what they think.
Good Lord. With their talons out, what do you think? All Eagles are just mean-spirited killers? Well, yes, but that's not important now. Scott Shepherd at the National Center and the Free Enterprise Project there. The cancel culture, though, this has to stop. You know, and yep. You notice that it does stop when it involves somebody from the left. I mean, they draw lines and boxes around certain folks. I mean, Joe Biden can be credibly accused of sexual assault, and that doesn't matter. Move on. Sweep it under the rug. Tara Reid is an unimportant individual. Move along. Nothing to see. So it's the hypocrisy and the double standard that is also mightily offensive. Your thoughts?
No, I think that's absolutely right. This isn't real, and there's a nice illustration of this in the renaming process as well. When you ask all Native Americans, they're vastly in favor of keeping the names, but because the left wants what it wants and doesn't really care about any of the groups it pretends to care about, it faked, essentially, a poll last year where they only asked the most aggrieved of Native Americans who are still on the reservations. In other words, the people who have the least relationship to whether their name's there or not. They kept digging down in a survey sample size until they got the results they wanted. And that's what we see again and again. And so these people want to move, even though we find out that Native Americans who live out in the world population, out in the national population, really suffer when names are taken away, especially the kids. But that's not what they care about. What they care about is telling all of us what to do all the time in their sort of neo-Puritan way.
And make no mistake, you're right, exactly.
Nothing other than controlling us matters to them.
They're, you know, and I've often wondered how you bridge this gap. And, you know, it's here in the Midwest, a place that people in New York are barely aware exists, except every 4 years when they want to come beg for boats and pander. it's hunting season here in the Midwest and across the country, right? Deer hunting season. And I've always found a great disconnect between those who say it's awful that you would kill a deer, but abortion is perfectly acceptable. I don't know how you have a conversation with that individual. I mean, how do you have a rational, logical thinking conversation with that individual? I'll give you the last word.
Oh, I don't think there's any way. They don't want to have rational conversations because they know they'll lose. They want to just tell us what to do and us to take a knee and listen to them. What we have to do, your listeners and all of us have to do, is just laugh at them.
Right.
When you point out things like that and how incongruous and lunatic their ideas are, just make fun of them until they're so embarrassed that they won't, that they'll just slink away for another generation.
They're so obtuse. I don't think they understand. I don't think you can shame these people. I mean, their logic, they have perfected circular logic to a point that I don't think you can even shame these. Anyhow, good conversation, Scott. Good having you here from the National Center, the Free Enterprise Project there. Scott Shepherd, everybody. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great Thursday. Still to come, Phil Kirpin will be here, Liz Peek, Craig Stiles. Man, we've got a lot going on. I don't know how we do it. I think it's elves and magic or something like that. Elves and magic. You know, they are magically delicious. The Steve Grimmer Show will be right back. I don't have any idea. From Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5.